This work is focused on further understanding Diamond's response to shock using simulations aided by a recently developed machine learning potential. Diamond has many exceptional properties, including high yield strength and high thermal conductivity. It's a super hard material that resists inelastic deformations at very high pressures, making it an ideal ablator material for inertial confinement experiments such as those performed at the NIF facility. The study of carbon under extreme conditions is also important for the study of carbon-rich exoplanets such as 55 Cancri E. Because of this, there are a number of experimental efforts to study its properties. We show some highlights here. Early shock experiments performed by Knutson reach pressures at 1500 GPa with a kink in the density pressure plot between diamond and the liquid phase. It's significant experimental proof of the existence of a diamond-liquid BCA triple point. Investigations by McWilliams and Winnie showed clear crystal anisotropy when shocking single crystals as well as split shock waves in all three crystallographic directions. The goal of this project is to develop a quantum-accurate machine learning potential able to describe carbon at extreme conditions, then perform a comprehensive study of the mechanisms of inelastic deformations upon shock compression using a large-scale molecular dynamics simulations. So machine learning potentials are a new class of interatomic potential. They're capable of providing quantum accuracy of DFT with the ability to run large-scale simulations of classical interatomic potentials. Machine learning potentials consist of three parts: a training database used for fitting energies, pressures, and forces, descriptors, which characterize the environment of each atom, and then energy interpolation, which fits the energy to a set of descriptors through some chosen functional form. So we use SNAP, which uses bispectrum coefficients to uniquely describe the environment around each atom and formulates the energy of the local neighbor densities. The most critical part of the machine learning potential is the quality of the teaching set, which makes up the database. So unlike traditional classical potentials, which are limited to fitting highly symmetric systems, we can fit energies, pressures, and forces of an incredibly diverse set of configurations. So for this work, we selected structures based on their relevance to shock simulations and high-pressure temperature physics. To demonstrate the reliability of our SNAP potential, we reproduced the melt curves of carbon as well as the solid liquid Hugonio for diamond and compared to DFT. Further validation, we validate the dynamics at high pressure temperatures and compare radial distribution functions for fixed pressure temperature simulations of the diamond BCA liquid triple point, which is a point of PT space that's relevant on ongoing experiments. So using our newly developed SNAP potential, we ran large-scale piston-driven shock simulations using LAMP's shock package. We sampled shock intensities up to 20 kilometers per second and sample sizes up to 1 micron. To study the effects of crystal anisotropy on diamond's response, we shocked in all three crystallographic directions. So the figure illustrates a piston simulation. The left side is an infinite potential wall that acts as a piston by moving with some velocity up, driving the shock wave through the initially stationary sample. So we compare the SNAP predicted pressure density and USUP Hugonios to experiment as well as to hydrostatic Hugonios predicted by DFT. And we find that the hydrostatic Hugonio is reliable for regions of pressure corresponding to plastic deformations, but is unreliable in regions of elastic compression. We find that we are in good agreement with the experiment. Notably, we observe an orientational dependence on the elastic response in the USUP Hugonio. We also observe split shock waves in all three directions and are in good agreement with the experiment. We also show the pressure temperature Hugonio for our shock simulations and compare with the hydrostatic Hugonio as well as the strength versus density. We observe strong disagreement between hydrostatic and elastic Hugonios. We observe substantial crystalline anisotropy and as shock intensities up to the melt line. So the reason for these substantial deviations from hydrodynamic shock response extended into the submelt PT region may be due to the complex material transformations. And diamond's predicted strength, which is the inelastic shear stresses, is also in good agreement with experiment. So in conclusion, SNAP machine learning potential for carbon is capable of making quantum accurate predictions of diamond's response to high pressures and temperatures, and piston simulations have revealed substantial anisotropic effects in the elastic response of diamond to shock.